Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
President Trump is promising a big middle-class tax cut, but key questions remain unanswered.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. More than a year and a half ago during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump touted a tax cut plan for middle-income households that was relatively simple. But fast forward to the present, where President Donald Trump's middle-class tax cut proposal is short on some key details. Wall Street Journal U.S. tax policy reporter Richard Rubin says it is now next to impossible to figure out what middle-class families would pay in taxes. Rich, between September 2015 and the present, Mr. Trump's tax plan went from simple to skimpy. Why?
Well, the generous view of that would be that they're trying to preserve their ability to negotiate with Congress to figure out a way to come to agreements on some things that are difficult, to limit the revenue loss to the government of giving away tax cuts. The more cynical take would be that they don't quite want you to be able to figure out what your taxes would be, because for some people the taxes might be going up. So we don't know whether either of those is true at this point, but what we do know is what we don't know.
Right. Tell us one key detail that Trump's current tax plan has been silent on.
Yeah, the big one is the personal exemption. And the personal exemption is something that almost everyone in the country takes and uses and writes off on their taxes. And at the same time, it's one that a lot of people just don't pay a lot of attention to. So for each person, you get an exemption of, in 2017, $4,050. Everyone in your household is entitled to one. So if you're a married couple, you get two. If you're a married couple with two kids, you get three. If you're a single person, you get one, and so on. And so that's a really important thing that helps create what tax people would call the zero tax bracket, the amount of income that people can earn that isn't subject to the income tax. Trump's plan, new plan, the plan he released in April, is silent on that, and the White House and the Treasury Department haven't clarified it.
Well, didn't a Trump campaign proposal include the idea of eliminating personal exemptions?
Not the one you mentioned originally. The one you mentioned in September 2015 didn't. Then he revised it later during the campaign in the general election, and that one did explicitly call for repealing personal exemptions. And now we're back to silence.
Now, what about the standard deductions? What are the standard deductions, and what would Trump's plan propose doing?
Standard deduction is a little bit different. It doesn't depend on the total number of people in your household. It depends on your filing status. Right now, there are three different filing statuses. One is single, one is married filing jointly, one is head of household. There's also married filing separately, which is its own separate thing. And each of those has a standard deduction associated with. So that doesn't go up by the number of people in your household. If you're a married couple, you get that standard deduction of $12,700 for 2017, regardless of how many other people you have in the household. And you also could itemize your mortgage interest in state and local. And generally, if those are higher than your standard deduction, you'll take the itemized one and not take the standard. And so what Trump is calling for is doubling the standard deduction. But again, we have a case of vagueness, because he's talked about doubling it. And at the same time, when administration officials have described the plan, they've described it as a $24,000 standard deduction, which is $1,400 short of actually doubling the deduction for married couples. Again, they haven't clarified this. So that's yet another case where it's harder to figure out how big that zero tax bracket is, how much income you can earn without having to pay any income taxes.
I'm speaking with Richard Rubin of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ML.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Rich, how much extra revenue in total would repealing the personal exemption generate for the federal government?
So if you look at the Tax Policy Center score of Mr. Trump's plan from the general election, it's about $2 trillion over a decade, which is a lot of money. That's about as much as the corporate tax cut, the rate cut that he's proposing from 35% to 15% would cost. To give you a little perspective, the federal government's projected to collect somewhere in the neighborhood of $42 or $43 trillion over the next decade. So $2 trillion both sounds like a lot of money, and it actually is a lot of money.
You have some examples of what would happen if the personal exemption were eliminated under the Trump tax cut plan and also under the House Republican plan.
Yeah, and I definitely encourage you to take a look at the story. We've got a great graphic that's up there now on WSJ.com that walks you through the different possibilities here for what the plan may ultimately look like. But it can make a big difference. It can take, you know, a married couple with two children making $56,000 from owing income taxes to not owing income taxes and getting a net refund depending on what happens to the personal exemption.
Wall Street Journal tax policy reporter Richard Rubin, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thanks.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.